Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about epiglottitis. And if you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/epiglottitis or in the respiratory section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. Epiglottitis is inflammation and swelling of the epiglottis caused by infection. And this is typically caused by infection with Haemophilus influenza type B. The epiglottis can swell to the point where it completely occludes the airways, and this can happen within hours of symptoms developing. Therefore, epiglottitis is a life-threatening emergency. Thankfully, epiglottitis is now rare due to the routine vaccination program, which vaccinates all children against Haemophilus. You need to be extra cautious and have a high degree of suspicion in children who have not had vaccines. It can present in a similar way to croup, but with a more rapid onset. In your exams, keep a lookout for the unvaccinated child presenting with a fever, sore throat, and difficulty swallowing that's sitting forward and drooling, as this is the key presentation in exams for epiglottitis. So let's talk about presentation that would suggest possible epiglottitis. And the child will present with a sore throat and stridor, drooling, the tripod position, which is where they're sat forward with a hand on each knee, a high fever, difficulty or painful swallowing, a muffled voice. The child will be scared or maybe very quiet, and they'll look septic or unwell from the end of the bed. What investigations would you do? Well, if a child is presenting acutely unwell and you're suspecting epiglottitis, investigation should not be performed. If you were to perform a lateral x-ray of the neck, it may show a characteristic thumb sign or a thumbprint sign. And this is a soft tissue shadow that looks like a thumb that's pressed into the trachea. And this is caused by the edematous and swollen epiglottis. Neck x-rays may also be useful in patients with this presentation for excluding a foreign body that may be stuck in the neck that's causing the stridor and the other added breath sounds. So how do you manage epiglottitis? Well, epiglottitis is an emergency and there's an immediate risk of the airway closing. A key point that's often talked about with epiglottitis is the importance of not distressing the child, as this could prompt the airway to close. If you see a child with suspected epiglottitis, leave them well alone and leave them in their comfort zone. So don't examine them and don't make them upset. And you want to alert the most senior pediatrician and the most senior anaesthetist that you have available to come and see this child. Management of epiglottitis centers around ensuring the airway is secure. Most patients don't require intubation. However, there's an ongoing risk of sudden airway closure. So preparation needs to be made to perform intubation at any time. Intubation is often difficult and needs to be performed in a controlled environment with facilities available to do a tracheostomy, which is intubation through the neck, if the airway completely closes. When patients are intubated, they're then transferred to the intensive care unit. Additional treatment that you can give the child once the airway is secure are IV antibiotics to treat the Haemophilus influenza bacteria, and this is typically with ceftriaxone, and also steroids such as dexamethasone to reduce that edema and swelling. Finally, let's talk about the prognosis of epiglottitis. Most children will recover without requiring intubation. Most patients that are intubated can be extubated after a few days and then make a full recovery. Death can occur in severe cases or if it's not diagnosed or managed in time. A common complication to be aware of is the development of an epiglottic abscess, which is a collection of pus around the epiglottis. And this also threatens the airway and makes it a life-threatening emergency. And the treatment of an epiglottic abscess is similar to the treatment of epiglottitis. So thanks for listening to this episode on epiglottitis. A big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. If you found the podcast helpful and you want written notes on this topic and all the other topics, pick up a copy of the Zero to Finals Pediatrics book on Amazon. You can also find a full audiobook version of the Zero to Finals books available on Audible, as well as notes, videos, illustrations, and questions on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you tune in to the next episode where we'll talk about laryngomalacia.